Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program that highlights positive things happening at the primary level. In today's program, we recap the launch of the 33rd Seprad In Sports Primary Schools Athletics Championships staged earlier this month. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. The 33rd Seprad In Sports Athletic Championships will take place from May 8th to 11th this year at the National Stadium. Some of the nation's best junior talent will be on display, providing a good look at Jamaica's future track and field superstars. 38 events are down to be contested, with some 76 schools from all across the island to participate. Strong competition is expected to come from Nagohead Primary in St. Catherine, seeking its fifth straight hold on the championship title. Other contenders include Rosu Primary and St. Benedict's Primary, both from Kingston.
And I'm confident that the Seprad In Sports Primary School Track and Field Championships this year is going to be better, better, better than the best it has ever been. I'm also confident that our coaches and our teachers will ensure that the best talent at this level will be displayed at the National Stadium.
Administrative Director of In Sports, Ian Andrews. As an added bonus this year, persons will be able to watch coverage of the championships on CVM TV. Title sponsors for the event, Seprad Limited, have come up big for this year's staging, not only assisting with the planning but also providing breakfast for all competing teams for the duration of the tournament. And they didn't stop there, offering a very special prize to the top overall athlete.
We are going to be offering this scholarship for the first time outside of the Seprad family to the overall champion. For the life of your high school, you will be given a Seprad scholarship.
Sales and Marketing Manager for Seprad Limited, Marcia Kitson-Walters. Keynote speaker at the launch, Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites urged the young athletes to compete hard, but to be mindful that losing gracefully is a part of the true spirit of competition.
Winning is wonderful, winning is great. But remember that a meet like this teaches most of us another lesson, how it is to lose gracefully. Because however many there are in the race, there are really only going to be one gold medal winner and perhaps two others who get medals. We are to revel and cherish in the fact that we had the opportunity to compete. That you could come to National Stadium wearing your school colors and recognizing that just to participate is honor and privilege enough.
And now we'll hear from some of Jamaica's future track and field superstars. Here's grade 6 student from Gregory Park Primary, Kayla Hines.
I run the 800 meter and this is primary champs. I expect to come first. When I go to training, sir, I make sure I lap first, then I stretch, then I do my drills. Then when my coach talks to me, I do everything that he said I must do.
Alex Alexander of Almontown Primary is excited to be participating.
Feel good, sir, to be in the track and field. Can make my mom be proud of me.
Gregory Park Primary student Twanda McGregor tells us how she prepares for the 200 and 300 meter events.
First, we jog, then we stretch, then we do drills, then like we work out and start sprinting, and the 300 and 200.
McGregor's schoolmate Shavando Glass is a hurdler.
I am doing the hurdles and the high jump. I expect to come first. I am working very hard.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. If you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, email us at radio@jis.gov.jm and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Till next time, I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.